What gets in commentator Frank DeFord's hair is sports fans who don't stay true to their home team.
Jingoistic elements in New York went berserk the other day when the mayoral candidate Michael Bloomberg answered the question, "Are you a Mets or a Yankee fan?" by explaining that, hey, he grew up in Boston, so draw your own conclusions. At last, a politician who remains true to his roots, loyal and steadfast. For all that we endure in an impersonal, transient, capricious global society where people live multitask lives with multi-moves, multi-marriages, multi-crises, multi-golf swings, the one thing that I can think of that can still mark a man or a woman as trustworthy and dependable is that at least, he sticks forever with the sports teams of his youth, his true first loves. But then all the more so, born and bred knee-jerk New Yorkers simply can't understand that someone like Mr. Bloomberg, like me, who was nurtured in another eastern city, Boston, Philadelphia, Baltimore, or Washington, grow up hating New York teams almost as passionately as we love our local heroes. Just because you move to New York, live there, work there, learn to love all other things New York, you do not ever stop rooting for the Red Sox or Celtics or Orioles or Eagles or Flyers or Redskins. Or maybe even the Patriots and Wizards. If you do defect, you are the flighty sort who would give up your citizenship, or switch from Coke to Pepsi, or from Pepsi to Coke, or get a sex change operation, or call Mile High Stadium in Vesco Field. Yes, just as we must stay forever true to the teams we grew up with, there are also the names of some sports homes that are sacred. Wrigley Field, the Rose Bowl, Churchill Downs, Fenway Park, not many. But Mile High Stadium in Denver is one of them, and even though they tore down the original Mile High, just as they even tore down Stanford White's original Madison Square Garden, that doesn't affect what is immutable and holy. But as is the new custom, some social climbing company named Invesco forked over $120 million to have the new Denver football stadium called, as you might suspect, Invesco Field. Alas! While a rose by any other name might smell as sweet, still, you can't get away with calling a rose an Invesco. The Denver Post even declared, sorry, they wouldn't even let the nouveau words Invesco Field darken its pages. Mile High forever. Invesco is some peeved. But as we love our teams, so too, even in the most commercialized land, do we draw lines at taking advantage of hallowed sports property. Sports can do that. And companies and politicians alike must learn that some treasured things of sport that touch our hearts must stay with us forever as is.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.